This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Keep your nose clean, keep your mind clean and clear. That's the object. Well, one of the objectives of the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here with the issues of the day. Somebody asked me in a conversation over the weekend, and I just was thinking about it as I look at how many different things we talk about every day and how do we decide what we're going to talk about and then where does it go? Because in good conversation like this, it's not like it's on a flat screen or it's not like it's on a newspaper sheet of paper. It's in our minds. Whatever it is that we have experienced telling stories, like I was just, I had lunch with somebody over the weekend that was talking about soils. And then I remembered an experience that I had on the farm where I've had the soils in four or five of my fields tested for, I wasn't specifically testing for lead. I just wanted to know what I needed to add to the soil because I have this a new cultivating methodology wrapped around the idea that that with this new composting facility that I have on the farm, there's a lot of stuff in there that I have not ever used before. For example, we mix food waste and scraps into the other things that come, whether it be grass and leaves and, you know, things. We mix some of the horse manure and cow manure in with it. It's a great mix of all kinds of things. And so what do we need to put on the soil? So I decided to have them tested. And for the first time, I've had them tested four or five times over the years, but I never really, you know, I don't know whether it's just now or there are different ways of testing. But what I found out, ladies, is that the soil is loaded with lead. And so I started to do some research and asking some questions about why there is lead. I was, you know, where the hell did the lead come from? And then when you know that fossil fuels have lots of lead in them, and we added lead actually to gasoline for many years until it was outlawed, and I think it was maybe the 70s. And, you know, everybody's figuring out how bad lead was for you. So we all thought the problem was gone because you don't paint with lead anymore, no more lead in the gasoline, so voila, the problem is over. Not so fast. Apparently, for the 100 years, not 100, but maybe 60 years that we burned lead in the gasoline, what came out the tailpipe of our cars, trucks, tractors, whatever was burning this stuff, settled into the soil. So you can go most anywhere in this country and you can test the soil, and there are going to be various degrees. I don't know how many parts per million. I think Tom Kreitler said it was 400 parts. I don't know if you were listening, Victoria, to that as 400 parts per million or something like that. Anything over
that. I didn't get that detail, no.
Means the soil is contaminated. Now, you can use the contaminant, big C, small c, but all I could think of was what is in the grass that's growing on the fields that either the cows in the pasture are eating, or we're cutting the hay from these fields and we're feeding it to the cows. And then what's in the milk? And if you eat the meat that comes from the cow, what's in the meat? And then you're going to say, okay, well, what about all of the produce that's being produced on our farms, whether it's grains, whether it's beans, whether it's lettuce, whether it's whatever it is, whatever comes in that food is a product of what's in the soil. So if there's lead in the soil, you see where I'm going with this. This could be, why isn't somebody paying attention to all this stuff?
Well, that's what the EPA is supposed to be doing, right?
Yeah, right.
But we don't even have water that's drinkable in some
states. Telling me on the farm, this is the EPA, at least when Obama was in, that there was a puddle in my driveway, therefore it was a waterway, and they had to regulate it. What is that doing to help us get through all of the... There's nothing Well, I shouldn't say nothing. There's very little the EPA has done in the past 10 or 12 years that's helped us have a safer environment, really, and a safer eating system.
Well, how
this
do you
is
get
a
rid of
number
the lead
one
from
priority. You don't. That's the problem.
So then
unless
how do you work
burn
around it?
All the soil, I don't know. I guess it's being aware as much as anything else. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, but
what,
awareness of what?
Being
everything
aware,
you eat is going to kill
do you.
Do?
Well, there you go.
That's
no.
Right?
You get to that point, almost any of the air you breathe can
kill
you.
Knowing that, does that change what you do as a farmer?
It changes to a point what I would put and the real reason that I started this is because this compost has more stuff in it than any compost that I've used before. I used to make my own compost. Now I got a guy doing it, and he's bringing in, we're using all kinds of waste products from what humans are producing, i.e. wasted food. They have a pickup, like the garbage guy, rubbish guy comes along and picks up, you know, you have your rubbish, you have your renewables, and now we have people picking up food trash.
I
so
wish
it can
we
be
had that
recycled.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
well, I just started it in town.
Scraps.
This is me starting it in Framingham, and there are about 500 people that have signed on so far. It hasn't been highly touted, but mixing that
but it's
stuff
so
up.
Easy.
The,
and it's,
yeah,
it's,
it really
I
is.
Mean, I used to do. I lived in Manhattan for a long time and did this, and we would just take our food scraps, and you know, you can't do anything like greasy, so nothing that's like oil based or you know whatever. But like you know, produce, vegetables. When you cut up a pepper and you don't eat anything in the middle of the pepper, you just toss it into a brown paper bag. You keep it in the freezer, and once a week we would drop it off at the drop off centers all around Manhattan. Now I'm down in Jersey in the Garden State, and God forbid anyone wants to take our food scraps. I can't find
it. Weird. It does go state by state. I mean, my dad was devastated. He like is Mr. Separator with his trash. And this last week, he's like, I finally just realized it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we put in any of our barrels because they're all picking them up and putting them into the same truck.
Right,
so you've got a blue barrel for recycles and green for lawn clippings and black for...
It's all for show. It's theater.
For trash.
It's California
theater. They come
with theater.
The same truck now. I know.
Yeah. California
he's like,
theater.
He's like, so forget it. Forget it. I'm just
like,
not doing it anymore.
Well,
yeah.
But that's why I'm suggesting that we need to think about it. This is the sort of practical stuff that is a problem for us in our environment to deal with, and we aren't, because we're so busy getting involved in stuff that hasn't really any impact on our future or even our lives today, frankly. We get into all of this foolishness, and so the reason I'm sort of profiling this idea was when I was listening to some people ask me at dinner the other night, why do I talk about this, or how do we decide what to talk about, and how many stories do you do? How many stories do we have to tell every day? And I guess, you know, it depends, frankly, on where we go with the conversation. It's not like, as I said before, we have a flat screen or we have a newspaper in front of us and there's no emotion, there's no information other than what's given to us. We have our own sources. We can think. And that's what makes this so powerful. The DJV program has people who think. We have all these voices and all of the different points of view so that you will think it through. So I don't know what message to leave you with when it comes to the lead in the soil discussion, but I will tell you it certainly is, if you'll pardon the pun, food for thought. And I just...
Well, glad
okay,
you got it in there.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, so now let's go to Jennifer in California. Where the COVID situation, I know you'll be surprised to hear this, but there are still restrictions, right? And we're coming up to Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. So what's going to happen for people during the Holy Week and weekend?
It's still really unclear. Right now, there are a lot of warnings about making sure you stick to COVID restrictions when you're celebrating the holidays. Not every church is reopened yet. Some are doing outdoor services. Some are just bucking the system and allowing people indoors. So they're warning against that at the county level to make sure that you're still doing social distancing. I think the silliest thing, though, in terms of COVID and in California is we've been talking about Disneyland reopening. And remember, I know we laughed about it here, that they said you cannot scream on any of the roller coasters. You have to quietly scream inwardly. Uh-huh. Well, now they're giving some more clarity as to what rides will be opening, because for a while they said that none of the indoor rides at Disneyland would be open, which most of them, most of the good rides have some element of being indoors. There aren't very many just strictly outdoor rides. So now they're saying, no, those rides can open, but all the lines have to be outdoors. So instead of marching your way through the queue, you have to have outdoor lines. So it'll be, I think they're at that. Having that stipulation, it's probably good for Disneyland that they're only allowing 15% capacity, and because I think a lot of outdoor lines are going to have to find their way into the common areas, and
for sure,
how they set it up. Yeah.
Because a big part of the indoor structure is the holding people online.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, if you eliminate that,
and
then
it makes it more interesting because there's stuff they build stuff into the queues usually for people to look at. So you wonder if that.
Let's talk about some other things that are sort of national in.
Let's go back to soil.
No, I'm going back to soil.
That was for Jen's benefit.
Yeah, okay. I got it. What, because her eyes glazed over? Because I was talking about soil.
We were waiting for scrap metal to be unleaded. Next.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Yada, yada, yada.
Premium unleaded, please.
So, in Los Angeles, we were talking about the out in El Paso, not El Paso, in El Segundo. No, where is the... Where's the lake that they put the homeless?
Echo Park.
Echo Park. I always forget Echo Park because my daughter lived there for four or 5 years.
From El Paso to El Segundo to Echo Park.
Yeah, to Echo Park. Yeah. We take you everywhere. So anyway, Los Angeles County voted to increase funding for the police. Was that a county meeting? Was that who is it that votes to spend more taxpayer money to deal with the surge in crime in L.A. County? Where'd that money come from? I mean, it came from the taxpayers, but...
Well, they took the... Yeah, so L.A. County wanted to defund the police, so they did. They spent that money to do all these other things. They defunded like $150 million. But crime rates have been surging. I think I've been telling you guys about this ever since this effort. I mean, the new DA, all of this, there are no penalties for anything. I mean, it's ridiculous. And so because of that, crime is up like 600% or something ridiculous. Right. And then there's another crazy number for violent crime. And so $36 million have now been added back into the funding for police because the dopes who took it away from them initially realized that it wasn't working.
What
did
they do with the money? What were they going to do with the money?
They put it into social work programs. They put it into different community things. I mean, so now it's just more money from the taxpayer, creating more of a deficit in the county.
More taxes,
but they
are you
have
saying?
To.
Is more taxes?
Eventually, because what they're going to say now, and I can guarantee it, next year during election season, they're going to say, we need safe communities, and our police need your support. And they're going to be telling us how wonderful the police are and that they need the support because they want to get more money for them because they took it away in the first place. So,
great.
It's a mess.
All right. Yeah, it is kind of a mess.
So what happens? Defund the police, more crime.
Is the governor recalled yet?
Still working on it.
Hurry up. Yep. 18 after this, the DJV program for Monday, March the 29th, introducing those of you who have not heard this story for the last, 3 months. I've been talking about Clear, X-L-E-A-R. You're used to the story now, right? You're used to me doing this on the air? Ah, there it is. That's the way to clear your nostrils. Once you've cleared your nose up and got the crust and stuff out of them in the morning, brush your teeth, wash your face, use Navage. Then you take this clear bottle, this little plastic bottle we get through the day. Jay uses it. Victoria uses it. It's really cool. Now, you had these. Were you surprised, Victoria, when you saw the bottle itself and how it all sort of fits together and is used? Did you think this little blue bottle with the applicator on the top? When I first heard about this,
surprised by it? No, it's a nasal spray. I'm the queen of nasal sprays. This looks like, but this is way more effective, and you can tell right away. The first squirt that I did, I do two squirts per nostril, and you can just feel it right away. It just clears your nasal passage immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, it blocks bacteria, strep, staph, that sort of thing, the old flu viruses. It's proven to clean your sinuses and moisturize, as Victoria was saying. So check it out.
Moisturizing is very important because your nose gets so dried out, and that can create all kinds of problems.
Stuff. Drugstore, grocery store, natural food store, they all have it. Look for it by name. Ask for it. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, website clear.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 3030.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. If you've been following the situation with that giant ship that's blocking the Suez Canal, some interesting social media aspects to this that are trending, and Jay will get to those right after this.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
All right, what's trending here? The focus on Jay Kirshner and her work as she monitors what you are saying and doing and what, generally speaking, is getting people's attention. And there certainly is a lot of attention aimed at this ship, which seems to be on the move now. So what's the latest there? What are people doing? What sort of creative things have they created online for us to look at?
Oh, the memes are endless. A lot of people are sharing pictures of the big ship, and it says the crushing despair of everything from the past year. And then the little crane trying to move it is you doing your best.
Well, there's a crane also, a couple of cranes. If you ever go to Long Beach or wherever down along the coast of New Jersey where they have the big shipping ports, you see these huge cranes that are right next to where they bring the ships into dock so they can offload all those big containers. So what they've done, what I saw them doing there, Jay, is that they've brought in portable cranes to try to get the offload, to lighten the load of the ship so it'll come up in the water so they can move it that way. Because I think there are 18,000 containers, if you can even imagine, on this ship. And they've got this 200-foot crane that's there that they're using to get them off. They may be able to move it. I think they've done that to a point now. But if they don't have it just right, it'll affect the balance of the ship, and it could capsize.
So yeah, there's all kinds of worries. And, of course, you know, the internet is like, no, let's have fun with this. MyBookie.ag is actually taking bets for when the cargo ship will be declared unstuck officially. Great. And the over-under is before April 15th or after April 15th.
Oh,
great. Yeah.
Hopefully it's before that, because if it's $10 billion a day that it's costing, you know, that's the cost of delaying those goods, that we're at $70 billion right now. So hopefully it's not going to go that long.
Honga bunga. All right, what's the story of this Uber driver getting killed?
It's horrible. There's so much to this. So two teenage girls have been charged with killing and carjacking an Uber Eats driver, 13 and 15 years old. That's how old these girls are. They tased the driver, tried to steal his car. He was trying to get them out of his car. He was kind of like hanging out the driver's side window, or not window, I'm sorry, the door. Wow. And one of the teenagers that was in the driver's seat, the other one's in the passenger seat, floors it. So the car takes off. It goes around a corner. It completely tumbles over. The gentleman is killed, and it's caught on video because there were bystanders taking video of this. So, you know, you have the conversation of why didn't the guy just back away and let the car be stolen and then deal with the after effect? How are these girls doing this at 13 and 15 years old?
Exactly. Yeah, he probably figured, I'm not going to give up my car to a couple of young girls.
And also the bystanders who are just filming all of this.
So then what should happen? The question here comes in social media terms and practical terms, what should happen to these two girls? Should they go to jail?
You do an adult
crime,
you should be tried by as an adult. Like something like this. I don't care if you're 15 and 13 years old. They need to be tried.
You know
adults.
What you're doing. Yeah. Yep.
28 past the hour. This is the Monday DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
The Shadow of Silver. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a poor man sat down to eat the scraps he was given by passers-by outside of a fancy seafood restaurant. The owner of that restaurant demanded a silver coin from the poor man for taking in the beautiful smells of the expensive food they created inside. The poor man didn't have money like that to give away, so the two of them went before a judge. The judge said, "A silver coin it is. You two go outside," and then she pointed to the poor man and said, "You hold a coin up in the sunlight." And then to the rich store owner, she said, "And when that coin casts a shadow, that shadow is yours for the taking. If the cost of the smell of fish is a silver coin, then the payment will be doled out with the shadow of that coin. Only the mean-spirited and insecure try to take advantage of others." For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Biden administration continues to downplay the humanitarian crisis at the border, former CBP Chief Patrol Agent Roy Villarreal tells Fox News the White House needs to remove the denial.
The retired chiefs have gotten together to vocalize concern. We have a crisis at the border, and what we need is immediate action and an acknowledgement of the fact that there is a crisis. We need to move away from calling it a challenge or a seasonal pattern and simply accept the fact that there is a crisis at the border.
Record numbers of immigrant children are expected to seek asylum in the coming months. Blocking traffic in the Suez Canal for a week, the ship Ever Given was partially refloated after a huge effort to unblock the key trade route in Egypt. It is unclear when the vessel would be fully set free. 5 people were killed and another injured Saturday when their helicopter crashed in the Nick Glacier about 50 miles east of Anchorage Saturday evening. The Czech Republic's richest man, billionaire Peter Kellner, was among the dead. USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
March Madness and the NCAA has a couple of important games Monday night. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Elite Eight is set after Sunday's NCAA tournament action. The number one overall seed Gonzaga advanced to their fourth Elite Eight in the last 6 years with an 83-65 win over Creighton. They'll face off with USC, who dispatched Oregon 82-68. In the East region, the top-seeded Michigan Wolverines are through after a 76-58 win over Florida State. They'll take on UCLA, who returns to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2008, needing overtime to beat Alabama 88-78. That win gave the Pac-12 Conference three representatives in the regional finals. Two trips to the Final Four are on the line Monday night as Baylor and Arkansas face off in the South Regional Final, and Cinderella Oregon State will take on Houston in the Midwest Regional Final.
The NCAA has allowed 25% of fans into the 2021 Division Men's Basketball Championship games. San Diego Comic-Con set its sights on Thanksgiving weekend, sparking backlash from fans and talent. The coronavirus pandemic has crippled the live events business, particularly the lucrative comic industry. In a bid to raise much-needed funds, San Diego Comic-Con will host a smaller version of its annual summer event in the fall. Dubbed Comic-Con Special Edition, the convention is slated for November 26th through the 28th at the San Diego Convention Center. The organization's decision to place this in-person convention over Thanksgiving weekend, an announcement it made late Saturday night, is facing harsh backlash from fans, talent, and some in the press. This is USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The flowers of early spring. I was thinking of taking some pictures of things that are growing on the farm. And maybe where you all are. Well, you don't have a garden because you live in a condo, right, Victoria? Victoria's on the
Correct.
Coast of I was going to say the coast of California.
I wish.
Yeah. Well, no, maybe not.
I'm on the cold coast of New Jersey.
Yes. All right, so where you are in Nashville, though, Jay, is there a lot of activity, a lot of things are blooming, growing? Do you have any yard where you can see things growing or plant things?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have a lot of greenery, a lot of trees. One of our trees, I don't even know what kind of tree it is, but it has really pretty white flowers that come out. And then as the white flowers turn yellow, they smell really bad. And now it's all leaves. And my back door neighbor has kind of like a little farm set up. She has chickens and ducks, getting farm fresh eggs. She's growing an apple tree. She has a little herb garden, kind of like a tent greenhouse thing with her herb garden. I mean, it's great. I can't grow anything, so I just buy off of her.
There are a lot of early flowering plants that produce, as you were suggesting.
Welcome back to Soil Talk, in case anyone is wondering what show they're listening to today.
Soil Talk. I just think that it's cool because things grow. It's very exciting. Okay. You can throw cold water on the conversation. Actually, what we should do is talk a little about all these rains that have caused all the flooding where you are. What's the situation, Jay? Give us an update. The number of people killed because of all the torrential rains coming through your area, homes flooded, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, it was a real mess. I mean, we had a little backyard flooding. We're in an area of Nashville that sits a little bit higher, so we didn't have the, I mean, we had flash flood warnings, but we didn't see any flash flooding. Just southern Nashville and a little bit below that in Williamson County, they got it really bad. I mean, four people died. Two were found dead at a homeless camp. One was in their car in a Walmart parking lot. Another one was found on a golf course. They think this person was in a car that started floating away, and they got out of their car and then were swept away by the floodwaters. Mm. There were countless rescues. There's this one video of a few cars that are trapped in water, some Good Samaritans kind of on the outskirts of the water waving drivers to not go any further, that their car is going to get stuck. One woman just ignores them, drives around them, gets stuck, and one of those Good Samaritans has to wait out in those floodwaters to rescue her.
Get her out. Yeah. People are so selfish. There's no common sense here. So what do you look forward to today? Because you're in the heart of the tornado belt, and that's what all of this, the rain down there, Tennessee, Kentucky, many of the southern and southern central states go through this every single year. People say, global warming? Nah, it's been going on since the beginning of time, in fact. So what is it that is on the, in the offing for the next, let's say, 24 hours or so, 24 to 48
We have nice
hours.
Weather. The next rain isn't supposed to be here until Wednesday. But, yeah, it's pretty much from March 1st until October 31st. A tornado can pop up at any given time, it seems.
So the trial of Derek Chauvin over the killing of George Floyd starts in Minneapolis today. So they obviously found enough jurors. Do we believe collectively or individually that there actually is going to be a fair trial here? If you look at the makeup, I was trying to figure out, you know, they make a big deal of how many blacks, how many whites there are in the jury pool. Is it a representative sampling? Anybody know? Like 12% of the population of Minneapolis is black. So are there 12% of the jurors? What would that be? 1.5 people? So are there at least 2 black people on the jury?
I don't know. A couple weeks ago, last week, I think they had the breakdowns were sort of circulating everywhere. I read through it, but I don't remember anything, you know, remarkable about it other than just being, sort of a typical jury. I think the larger question, though, is, which I find to be very relevant and important that a lot of people are not talking about, right now the prosecution is trying to get the judge to allow Derek Chauvin's previous police record to be admitted as evidence, because he had 18 official complaints on his record, two of which ended in discipline, including official letters of reprimand. He was involved in 3 other police shootings.
The guys like that should
fatal.
Be fired to the police force.
Well, that's the question. How was he allowed this much rope? I mean, how was he allowed to stay after 18 official complaints, and including another shooting, 3 shootings, and one of them was a fatality?
Is it the
at his shot?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a good question. So, I think you and I can obviously say we agree with each other on that blue wall thing.
Yeah,
I know that
that
angers a lot of people, but, you know, come on. Sometimes you have to just admit that, you know, there are flaws.
And what's clear is clear. It's the DJV show. It's Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. I noticed that Amazon workers in Alabama are going to decide today on whether or not to have a union.
Yeah, that's
Amazon. Amazon has not obviously encouraged unionism, but yet they have, because you can. There are ways. I've run businesses where a union. I've run radio stations where the union was brought in and they didn't prevail because the workers figured out that they were better off. Or as well off without the union and having to pay union dues. There is that. Well, but then there are some things that are so egregious.
Yeah.
I don't know what their beefs are against Amazon specifically, but I know when any corporation gets that big, they get tone deaf when it comes to their employees sometimes, and they got to get straightened out. So Amazon? Aren't they paying $15 an hour? What are they? What's going on?
It depends on what the position is, but I believe they've been sued for lack of overtime, pay to the employees that were, you know, that were owed it.
Right.
Amazon has fired anyone who has participated in a protest or a rally that is pro-union. So they have been very active in going after anyone who wants to unionize. In New York, one of the things that you know, AOC in her district, there are Amazon workers there, and that's something that she's been talking about, and they've been rallying to get better conditions in COVID. That's really, this came to a head during COVID because Amazon was not allowing testing. They were not distancing their employees on the assembly line. There were thousands and thousands of people who are Amazon employees who got COVID, and a lot of them died from COVID. And so the families are suing. It's a mess. It is a really big mess. It just shows Amazon is so huge, and it is a problem. I would not be surprised if the majority of the workers decide that they want to unionize. Because if for nothing else, they need structure, and they need organization. Because there are so many issues at play at once that, you know, you can't handle all of that without some sort of structure.
It's really pretty amazing that when you consider the sheer size of Amazon, the number of employees now, they have almost as many employees as Walmart does, and Walmart employees don't travel around. You see these damn Prime vans all over the place, everywhere, all over the place.
Yeah.
So that brings us around to the focus or the circle of mom and pop businesses. If you don't know it and you're a mom and pop operator, give yourself some credit today. Thinking about mom and pop business owners, because it is National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day. How many of us think about it? I don't go to the box stores. I go to the local hardware store, for example. I'd rather do that run by a guy he and his brother run two of the best hardware stores I've ever been in. They got everything in it. So think about that when you're, you know, that was my beef for a long time with Walmart. I guess it still is, frankly, when I think about it. The fact that they'd go into a rural area, they'd run everybody out of business. Every small mom and pop, whether it was a drugstore, whether it was the hardware store, whether it was the feed store, it didn't make any difference. It was, everybody got laid waste. Walmart come in, cut the prices on everything, put everybody out of business, and then they jacked the prices up. So it's probably more, if you think it through, in your best interest to support the local business owners, especially given the fact that the economy has been as waffly as it has been for the past year. Economic growth in our country, 70%, 70, 70% of all new jobs come from small mom and pop business. It's you know, I don't think people think about it. At least I don't. My circle doesn't always think about it. So every year on March 29th, time to acknowledge the 27 million small businesses in our country. This was actually the whole procedure established by Rick and Margie Siegel in honor of their parents, the successful hat shop that they opened in 1939. It was a 10,000 square foot, $2 million clothing shop. When they got to the top of the apex of their success. So a special day. Let's hear it for Mom and Pop Business Day. 44 after the hour. In a matter of moments, we'll go back to soil talk. Stand by for that.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It's all about the nose. It's your air filter, the first line of defense against bacteria and viruses. If too many germs get stuck in your nose, guess what? You get sick. That's why it's so important to keep your nose clean, just like washing your hands. Nasal irrigation gets rid of germs by rinsing the nasal cavity, but neti pots are hard to use and, frankly, kind of gross. Now there's a better way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself. It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now it's time to start cleaning your nose with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage, Navage. Clean nose, healthy life.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a deer. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
I prefer red tractors myself. All right, 47 after the hour on the DJV program. Yes, this is not about soil so much, Victoria and Jay. Do you know what a cicada is?
A cicada?
A cicada, the bug?
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. There are billions coming to your backyard this week, Jay. Billions and billions. When the rain stops, you can look at the history of what they've done this year. There are a bunch of them in your area that have been underground for 17 years. But now they will come out and orchestrate the soundtrack of your lives.
I feel like I hear this story every year and then there's nothing.
Yeah, well,
like, oh, they've been underground for 17 years. They're coming to get you.
Yeah, there's different ones. I think there's like a 4-year one, a 7-year one, the 10-year, the 17-year one. So, there's like always something, but every now and then it's the swarm where it's like a full on invasion. This summer, we have that.
Invasion of the body snatchers. Deborah Birx, former the coronavirus coordinator, says that most COVID deaths could have been avoided, echoing what I've been saying for a long, long time. So
really?
What else did she say? Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't think she's saying what you said. She's saying that after 100,000 deaths, then, you know, the first 100,000 was on us, and she said the first time we have an excuse. But she said after that, there were about 100,000 deaths that came from the original surge. All of them, in my mind, could have been mitigated or decreased substantially. And so the problem, though, is that essentially, and this is a much longer topic, but she basically butted heads with Trump. Trump didn't want her to say how bad the problem was, and she was kind of bullied into being silent, and a lot of people died because of it. That's essentially what she's saying.
10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Chuck Curry is here. It's Movie Moments on the DJV program. I have a review of Nobody for listening and dancing pleasure, I guess, much as anything else. And who's going to be with Mark Wahlberg in the latest movie they're doing for Netflix? We'll get to that. Chucker's got the box office totals. They're coming right up as well.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Sounds like somebody's funeral. All right, Chucker, what's cooking here?
That is the theme to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest from 1975. This day in movie history, Doug, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest won the Oscar for Best Picture. Nicholson won the Oscar for Best Actor.
Didn't Michael Douglas produce this?
Yes, he did. That put him on the map big time as a power player in the industry as a producer. Listen to this. Here's the four films it went up against. So you had One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, won the Oscar. You had nominated for Best Picture, Dog Day Afternoon, Stanley Kubrick's Barry Lyndon, Robert Altman's Nashville, and Steven Spielberg's Jaws. Now, I can't argue. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is a terrific movie, but I still say wouldn't it have been really cool if Jaws won the Oscar for Best Picture, because I think of all those films, even though Cuckoo's Nest is still, people are still watching that movie 40-plus years later. It has resonated generationally. It's still a great movie. But Jaws is a definitive, one of the greatest movies of all time. And even I speak to people who are, you know, when they're teenagers, I said, you ever seen Jaws? Yeah, absolutely. Everybody sees Jaws. That movie will play forever and a day.
Creepy.
You've never seen Jaws?
No, I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I don't want to watch somebody get eaten up by a shark, even if it's a funny shark.
No, one scene. You are such a chicken.
Can I get a new co-host tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, I want to mention one thing about Michael Douglas. He's in a television series that was on Netflix called The Kaminsky Method.
Right,
if you haven't seen it, take it in. And there are all kinds, there are stars galore. He and Alan Arkin are so good in this, and Nancy Lyons is the sweetest thing. If you haven't seen, I don't know how many seasons they've done, but I think three. It is just worth every moment that you see these two guys, old curmudgeon-y, like the old Odd Couple, but it's kind of ethnic, but yet it's a lot of fun. And also, what's Edelstein's first name? I can't remember
Lisa
her name.
Lisa Edelstein.
Lisa, she's fabulous in it as well. Very just wonderfully well done.
Before you bounce off your review, Nobody, I just want to point out, Nobody was the number one film at the box office. It did 6.7. Universal bought this film over a year ago for $10 million. They felt it was a good action thriller. They spent, I think, $5 million on a Super Bowl ad. So they were confident that if people were able to sample this movie, that long term its legs will be pretty good. It tested very positive in exit polling. I think it got an A-.
Good story.
After this weekend. What do you think? Tell me.
It's a good story. I think it's too violent, but that doesn't take away from it to the extent that normally it would with me. The music in it was the person I was with, I was saying, the music is so right and timed so well. In it, but you have to see it to understand what I'm saying. The story is compelling, and I know it's just I don't
know
that
character.
Guy.
What about that character? Were you into that character? Did you like you? Were you motivated by his?
Kind of.
Were you rooting for him? Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I was. Yep. Right. I liked him. I liked the. I just liked the sense of what he was all about. So it's a good story.
All right. So tell
That's
us
fun.
About being. Tell us about the experience of being in the movie theater. How many people in the theater with you?
I would say in that theater, about 35, 40 folks in a theater.
What was the closest person sitting next to you? How far?
Oh, 14, 15 feet. Yeah, no, way away from me.
All right.
Yeah. It was a very good experience. A lot of people, and there was some cheers at the end. It was kind of like going to the movies. Good guys and the bad guys. So anyway, that's that story. Chuck Curry.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.